Hello and welcome to our CrossCast webinar series. My name is Katie Turner, and I'm the Education and Programming Coordinator here at Cross Financial. Today's topic is how to fund the funeral products every attorney should know about, hosted by Damon Wenig, our National FET and Preneed Director here at Cross Financial. First, we have a few housekeeping items. If you have any questions during today's webinar, go ahead and type those in the questions section of the GoToWebinar toolbar so we can answer them at the end of the presentation. Next, a copy of today's PowerPoint can be found in the handout section of the GoToWebinar toolbar. We also ask that you please complete that post-webinar survey that will pop up on your screens at the end of the presentation, as we truly do appreciate your feedback. And now let's get to today's presentation. Damon, I'll turn it over to you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and good afternoon to all of you, or good morning yet, depending where you're joining from. My name is Damon Wenig. Just as Katie was saying, I serve as our National FET and Preneed Director, and really what that means is I help guide our funeral team and our funeral products here with Crouse Financial. I'm a licensed funeral director and also been in the pre-planning space my whole career. My family had funeral homes here in the Wisconsin area. I still actively practice, but, you know, majority of my role has always been including this funeral planning products and process. And if you can say that you're passionate about funeral products, I think I really am. And just seeing the ability to meet people's needs in a really special and meaningful way. So today what I want to do is we really want to talk about some of these funeral products and really explain, break down some of the mechanics about what they are and why you should know about them, why it's important for your practice. But before we dive in, just a little bit about ourselves, in case you're not familiar, our mission here at Crouse Financial is to empower legal professionals to navigate these long-term care planning situations with confidence. And we do that through asset preservation solutions for our attorneys and their clients, and really a suite of specialized insurance products. Support, resource, education, you name it, we provide it to help our attorneys streamline that process and advise clients as best as they can in these long-term and crisis planning scenarios. Today, what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about our goals, identifying really what services are all under funeral products and how the funds are accessed after death. We're going to talk a little bit about what funeral homes need to be involved with and maybe what they don't, and what some of the differentiation of those products is. And then further explore how funeral products are treated in relation to Medicaid eligibility. Each funeral product is different in light of that, so we want to give it a fair look at how is this going to be assessed in those situations. But I always like to start at a more broad 30,000-foot view. I think it's important that we really understand why individuals are so interested in pre-planning or pre-funding their funeral. This is an area that's at tremendous growth right now. And there's a lot of different reasons, right? Some of them may be very obvious. Obviously, if you are in the estate planning or elder care space, you understand the exempt assets for these products in most cases with their Medicaid eligibility, even the liquidity of these funds at the time of death. That means that funds are available and accessible immediately. Also, of course, the decisions that families have to bear can be handled now and not after the fact. When a lot of grief and dimension is added, it helps us not only with some of those emotional elements, but also some of the practical elements. We budget now, we spend later. We make those critical decisions now, and then we can follow through with the plan later. And then, of course, I would say some of the biggest and most important elements to any funeral pre-planning product is the peace of mind that it really garners your family. It allows loved ones to focus on their grieving experience, focus on one another, rather than all the tasks at hand, and moreover, that looming conversation about the finances and the bill. They know that there's a pathway to pay. They know that there's means to pay, and it helps just soften that reality. I watch families sit around that arrangement table, usually 24 hours after a death, and there's a dramatic difference when they have a plan in place and when they don't. sometimes that plan is very loose and it's just regarding some funds in place. Other times it's all sorts of details. But there's a marked difference between clients who have a plan and have had a few conversations and those who don't. And really, that's an important discussion that we're having. It's interesting, this funeral planning conversation is becoming so much more more common. Not only, we saw that really flywheeled through COVID, of course. You know, our mortality was at the front and foremost of our conversations, of our media. But also we're seeing the seismic shift in the aging baby boomer population as they reach that more senior year bracket. I think this statistic is so interesting and highlights kind of the imminence of this conversation. Every day, more than 10,000 baby boomers reach retirement in the U.S., which means that nearly 60 million baby boomers comprise over 28% of the U.S. population. Those are individuals who are having these conversations, whether it's with you, whether it's with their insurance provider, whether it's with their funeral provider of choice. These are conversations that are at the forefront of their brain. There's statistics that talk about individuals the age of 65 and older are six times more likely to think about their funeral, their death, and their dying than anyone else, than the general population. And of course, that's a pretty obvious statistic, but I think it highlights and gives a little bit of numeric to these conversations that are so important. So not only is it important for this population, but really I always say, who needs funeral pre-planning? Well, we all do, right? There's so much time that we spend and that you spend as skilled attorneys protecting your clients, minimizing risks, advising on strategy around things that may happen. Death, an individual's funeral and final expenses, not morbidly speaking, but that's a certainty, right? We know that's going to happen. So it's just interesting that oftentimes, I think cognitively, we try to separate that and we disassociate that with our reality when, in fact, this is something that we know is going to happen. The average cost in the U.S. of funeral planning, or of the burial cost, pardon me, hovers just around $10,000. And that doesn't include all the funeral-related expenses, cemetery, food, et cetera. In fact, when you add all of that in, oftentimes it's a closer to $15,000 or $20,000, depending on where you live. That might be surprising, or that might even be, wow, that's a lot less than what I've experienced, because it really is a highly regional number that death and dying and our funeral traditions cost. And that really does change the importance of this pre-planning conversation significantly. Funerals can have an emotional toll on families, and because of that, this pre-planning and these products help alleviate that stress. And really, there's so much connectivity to these conversations and what you do as an attorney. You know, your role, not only in comprehensive planning, having that broad perspective, that 30,000-foot view of their assets, their needs, their goals, you can help educate and advocate for the client, but also minimizing the risks, right? Your legal perspective and expertise helps safeguard them and also give them access to the solutions that are going to help them. It also then kind of, I think, the last stem is really that advisement and strategy that you provide. You're providing advice, strategies, minimization, maximization efforts on all of these different products, whether it's regarding their funeral, whether it's regarding transfer of wealth, you name it, really that broad perspective. So having a good idea, or at least a working knowledge of some of these common funeral funding products is very, very important. I always like to break down some of these, and really this is where we're going to spend a bulk of our time today, talking a little bit about each product, and delineate between them, because what we've noticed in the funeral funding space is a lot of these are used interchangeably, the names. but they're very different products. And what that means is it can actually have some serious consequences if a family member, a client, or even an attorney or an insurance advisor, funeral home, are helping a client put together a plan and we're using different names for different products. So final expense, funeral expense trust, pre-need insurance, bank trust, term and whole life. We're going to just give some clarity on each of these, talk about pros and cons, give you kind of a working knowledge, and then shift into some of the implications of each product. But before we do that, I want to just give a quick evolution of the funeral products, because I think it helps inform, you know, when we can look at where we've been, we can understand where we are and where we're going with a little bit better clarity. In the 19th century, it was a very informal process, and that shouldn't be to anyone's surprise, right? People had close relationships with their local mortician or funeral home, and they would go down to the mortuary. They'd say, I'd like to take care of some prepayments. Maybe that would even involve, you know, trading of services, you know, from family to family, and they would find a way to equitably pay for their final expenses. Obviously, that's changed significantly. Prepayment plans through bank trusts became very popular in the early 19th century. So you're still going to see some of those products, and we'll talk a little bit more about those, but those have pretty much significantly sunsetted, and you're not going to see them as commonly, but you will see significant amount of rules and regulations surrounding them, and that's because they had a big popularity in the early 20th century, and like a lot of things, legislatively hasn't necessarily caught up. In the 60s, 70s, and really even early 80s, we saw this pre-need insurance products really emerge and come out. Pre-need insurance, we're going to talk more about, but that's kind of that funeral product from the funeral home, a prepaid burial account, prepaid funeral contract, different names for that. But in the 80s, we saw the Federal Trade Commission introduce the funeral rule, which changed significant amount of consumer protection and increased regulation around death care in general. But specifically, it also had implications for these pre-need products. And that kind of really flywheeled into the 90s and where we are today, that we saw a big change moving away from that bank trust into more insurance products. And really, that's where we are today, where insurance products are pretty much going to capture the market for prepayment of funeral services, providing just a little bit more flexibility. And here we just kind of name a little bit of them: financial security. Obviously, they're able to protect the funds through reserves. Regulation, much more regulated, obviously more regulated than paying the funeral home directly or receiving payment ahead of time. And then, of course, the professional management of funds and flexibility, portability of those funds, we saw a lot of changes with as well. So if we know that we use insurance products, we know that that's becoming more popular. We know that we need to have these conversations. Some people say, well, why can't I just pay for the funeral expenses at the time of death? Why can't I pay cash for it? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is because expenses are typically due right at the time of death. Usually within 24 hours of the death, a funeral provider will meet with the family, and at that time, when the services begin, the costs are asked, you know, they're beginning to accrue. And thus, families need a funding source available that provides immediate liquidity and also really a pathway to paying for the funeral services, but also the funeral-related expenses. We're going to break down some of those and even go through some of the misnomers on some of those products. I want to start here with final expense insurance. And again, we're going to break each product down a little bit. And this is one that you're going to hear oftentimes used improperly with the term. So final expense, sometimes people say funeral expense. But a final expense is a specific type of whole life policy. It's oftentimes a fixed premium policy, and it offers a death benefit, usually in that lower bracket between $5,000 and $30,000, compared to a traditional life insurance, right, that might have $50,000, $200,000, $500,000 death benefit. But a final expense insurance policy is always going to have minimal health screening. So that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a screening from, you know, blood drawn and a physical examination, but there is going to be a health screening requirement, maybe some questions on medications or maybe some of their lifestyle choices. Are they a smoker? Do they have diabetes? What's their height and their weight? It's going to have some very basic infrastructure to it to help gauge the health of the individual and also be rated on their age, on their male or female, et cetera. So with that, it's going to provide a fixed premium. So sometimes that's probably most commonly seen as a monthly payment, probably till death, although there are certain final expense policies that maybe surrender at age 85, age 70, et cetera. But most commonly, that's going to be a fixed premium, so a monthly payment or quarterly payment all the way until their death, then providing that smaller death benefit amount. This policy is great for an individual who has a lower income, needs some coverage, but isn't going to have access in their lifetime to a larger sum of money that they would need for their funeral expense. In other words, they're not able to save and go ahead and prepay any expenses. So this is a great option for those individuals who are used to small monthly payments and kind of live and work in that ecosystem. A pro of this, we'll just kind of work through both sides. A pro of final expense is it can be used for any after-death related expense. Unlike some of the other policies that we're going to talk about in other products, final expense can be used for legal fees. It can be used to pay for other medical expenses, covering debt after the time of death, et cetera. So that you're not really pinned into specific funeral expenses. It's a very broad whole life policy. And with that, that provides a lot of autonomy and can be a great pro, but it can also be a difficulty because it requires a beneficiary to be prudent in paying for these final expenses after death. So if an individual is named beneficiary on a final expense insurance policy, a child or a grandchild, but they decide, well, we're not going to pay for grandma's funeral expense. We're just going to go cremate her. I know she wanted to be buried and she had all that planned, but we're just going to do a simple cremation and then I'm going to keep the remainder of the funds. You know, that would obviously be a con to the situations. But this is a great option. Again, we highlighted it earlier for income limited individuals, but it also gives various product types. So there are guaranteed issues for individuals with some health concerns or issues. Obviously, anytime a guaranteed issue policy like this, that's going to be a little bit of a higher premium, a level benefit, graded benefit. Those are all varied depending on the health age of the individual. Some cons to this are they're generally not Medicaid compliant. And one of the reasons is they're not irrevocably assigned anywhere. And there's also that cash value to the policy because, again, we mentioned it is a whole life policy. So with that, it's really important for people to understand this final expense issue or this final expense insurance will be classified as an asset during spend down. If the insured lives a long time as well, they could pay significantly more than the death benefit or have lapse or surrendered issues. And that's a really important thing to note about this. While it gives income-limited individuals an option, it might not be the best option for someone who maybe can save a little bit more or have access to funds in a different or creative solution. We also reference some of that health and lifestyle section, and obviously that's going to adjust the premium costs significantly here too. I want to move along to another product, which is called our funeral expense trust, and you're probably familiar with this type of product, and that's because this is one of the hallmark products from Kraus that we offer, and we found significant benefit for our clients in this, providing a lot of flexibility. But we also want to give kind of some pros and cons to a policy like this. Very similar to that final expense policy, this is also a whole life insurance policy, but a little bit different in that funds are assigned to a funeral trust held by the insurance company. So the funds at the time of taking out the policy can be assigned irrevocably to a funeral trust that is paid for, held for, and maintained by the insurance company, which makes it, of course, Medicaid compliant because the funds are irrevocably assigned. They sit in that trust, and at the time of death, the trust pays the funeral home directly at the time. A little bit different than some products that we'll talk about shortly, but this is usable at any funeral home. So it's applicable, it's portable to any funeral home or cremation provider that does the work. So it doesn't name a provider ahead of time, rather it's used at the time of death by any provider. It offers a small growth feature, just like a lot of these products do, in the form of dividends, as it is a whole life insurance policy. And face values typically range from anywhere from $2,500 to $20,000. There is a little bit flexibility to go higher than that amount as well through different companies. But ultimately, the goal of the funeral expense trust is really to pay for the funeral expenses. And that kind of leads us into the pros and cons. So one of the pros that you're going to see is that it's guaranteed issue. So there's no underwriting. And that's a really big benefit. There's actually no health questions at all. And that's a little bit different than that first final expense product that we talked about. So because there's no underwriting, because there's no health questions, someone cannot be penalized or charged more for the accessibility of the product. So that's a huge benefit. It's also Medicaid compliant. I know we touched on that. The irrevocability of the policy allows it to be Medicaid compliant immediately, providing a huge benefit to those in that spend down process. The trust innately is also a benefit, right? At no cost to the policyholder. And again, it's portable. It's usable at any funeral home at the time of death. It can be difficult just with our denuclearization of families in the U.S. and people moving to children for their final care or things like that, that where you thought you might die might actually change significantly. A funeral expense trust is a perfect option for that, giving a little bit more flexibility and autonomy for those families. On the con side, though, funds can only be used for funeral-related expenses. And that really is you know, that's a differentiation between this and that final expense policy. These are for the funeral and funeral-related expenses. You're not going to be able to pay for, you know, that final hospital stay visit or something like that. These are specifically designed for the funeral. And that, again, has to do with that Medicaid compliance as well, and some of the due diligence that each state's do. Again, we touched on it. Funds are irrevocably assigned, so no access to the funds once the assignment takes place. And that's an important thing for consumers to know. Once we put the funds in there, obviously they have to stay there until death. Whereas the final expense, there's a little bit more ability to have a cash surrender value or to pull those policies out. Yet again, I say that this is oftentimes something that you want to truly set and forget. This is a protective policy to pay for those final expenses. It's not an investment. It's the ability ability to prepay something and then have some policy growth with that. Another product, which is going to be very similar to that funeral expense trust, is which we were just talking about, is a pre-need insurance policy. Some different words for this are prepaid funeral, pre-funded burial contract. This is going to be most commonly seen through a funeral provider, not always, but commonly. And this is going to be if I went down to my local funeral home, Smith and Brothers Funeral Home, let's say, and said I'd like to prepay for services, this is probably going to be the type of product that they offer. It's a whole life product, just like the funeral expense trust. The big difference is rather than having that portability to any funeral home, these proceeds are going to be designated specifically to that funeral home of choice. So they're going to be irrevocably assigned to the funeral home rather than irrevocably assigned to a third-party trust. They oftentimes have higher insurability maximums, up to $30,000, $35,000, providing just a little bit more coverage for individuals who need that. And also, they're going to sit down and work with a funeral provider or licensed funeral director or a pre-need agent, advanced funeral planner. So they're going to sit down and say, this is the exact funeral that you need. This is exactly how much it would cost today. Rather than tucking aside funds in a general pot and saying, we're going to work within this amount, this is generalized allocation of funds, they're going to give you a line item of, you know, this is the exact services that you've talked. Some people love that because it gives them specific details. And some people say, whoa, 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 way too much information. I don't want to decide what kind of urn or metal or wood casket I want. I just want to know that there's funds available. There's going to also be options not only for full prepayment, but also payment policies available over time. And that would be similar with a lot of these products, that you're going to have some options to either pay everything in advance or to make small payments along the way. Some pros of this is that it also is guaranteed issue, just like that funeral expense trust. And it can be, and I say can be, because it's not always, but it can be Medicaid compliant if it's properly structured. It's a really important piece that I like to highlight. At Kraus, that is really our name of the game, is that Medicaid compliance, ensuring that these products, these ancillary products that we offer fall within Medicaid compliance, not only for your general estate planning individuals that might not need Medicaid spend down, but also for those crisis planning scenarios. We want to make sure that these products are Medicaid compliant. All funeral homes, all pre-need agents maybe don't quite understand that, and that's why it's important to make sure that it is compliant. If you've ever questions about a policy, please reach out to us. We're happy to assist on that. Another benefit to something like this, if you're working directly with a funeral home, is some funeral homes will lock in a portion of the funeral home costs. I'll just say this is less and less common. It's actually fairly uncommon now for this to be the case. As inflationary times have continued and we've seen significant changes in death care, it's just not as common for funeral homes to say, yeah, we'll guarantee that cost if it happens in 20 years, because obviously that means that they're taking a pretty big roll of the die to see, is this going to work out? They oftentimes also pay a little bit more. In many circumstances, in order for it to be guaranteed, they're actually paying just a little bit more, in which case the funeral home is able to keep that additional payment if that death happens before the time that the costs have actually gone up. So again, it is a benefit, although we're seeing less and less of it. One big benefit is that it is paid directly to the funeral provider without any claim process. So it's quite literally done internally with the funeral home or the funeral provider or agent who sold them that policy, and it's immediately accessible to the families. A couple cons or things to think about is the policy is connected to one specific business, right? And that generally causes people a little bit of concern. You know, when you're connecting it to one business, you're putting a lot of eggs in one basket. Death care is also just seeing a huge change. A lot of mergers and acquisitions happening right now. And of course, anytime you change business hands, you change the ability to do business as normal. So when you're irrevocably assigning a policy to one specific business, there's always risk involved in that. Generally, it requires the family to meet with a funeral provider and discuss some of those options. We talked about this. You know, sometimes people just feel innately uncomfortable with that. We want to make sure that A to Z, there's an end-to-end solution. So some people want to have that those important discussions with their provider of choice, and that's beautiful, and there's that option to do that through any of these products. But the pre-need insurance product requires them to go through some of those options. And the other is that funds are still used just for funeral-related expenses. Just like the funeral expense trust, this is really going to pigeonhole them into, you know, they have to use them for these funeral and funeral-related expenses. It can't be for the settlement of debt or that final estate closure cost, things like that. Moving on, we're going to talk about traditional funeral trusts. We alluded to this at the beginning, and this is what we oftentimes think of as that bank trust. This is, quite honestly, just a pretty uncommon product these days. I think, you know, putting my licensed funeral director hat on, I barely know how to close one of these out now because they just come so infrequently. And I think that exemplifies just its small piece of the market. Think of this really as a funeral expense savings account with a bank. But obviously, there's that it is a trust. So there's that legal agreement between three parties, the trust or the trustee and the beneficiary, in which they are setting aside funds. It can be made either revocable or irrevocable, therefore giving some Medicaid eligibility access to this product. But so many states differentiate the trusts in so many ways that it becomes quite confusing. And what I mean by that, I'm here in Wisconsin. We saw funeral trusts, which would handle services. We saw casket trusts or burial vault trusts, which would handle products. And what you historically saw was people just inflate those numbers in order to save larger amounts for the funeral, because states will oftentimes cap a bank trust at a smaller amount. Well, the reason it's a smaller amount, again, that we referred to at the beginning, is because there's less legislative and statutory changes that have went through this, these products, because they really are just not quite as utilized today. These traditional funeral trusts can be Medicaid compliant if structured properly, and they might have greater growth advantage. You know, obviously that's going to change. We've seen significant changes over the past 10 years, right? In interest environment, and right now you might see a little bit of a higher growth rate depending on the product. So that is obviously an advantage. Some cons, that interest income is going to be taxable and has to be reported each year, which is just an administrative hassle, to be honest. For Gertrude in the nursing home, who's 98, receiving her 1099 for $12.91 of interest, it's just one more thing to be prudent to and to make sure that you have to attend to, and it's difficult to do. It's also just less common, making the rules and regulations highly interpretive and maybe even confusing to people. Because of that, we see a lot of questions when one of these are pushed through the system. People are saying, well, I don't understand how this is supposed to happen. And even sometimes the individuals at the bank are scratching their head because they say, I've never seen one of these products. I saw one 5 years ago, but I don't remember how to do this. What do I do? So generally promulgates a lot of questions along the way. Again, we alluded to generally state maximums are significantly behind the costs of today's funeral, not allowing for ample coverage. And it's also difficult to transfer from funeral home to funeral home, and even increasingly difficult to transfer from state to state. I want to highlight just one last bucket, if you will, before we go on to this choosing the right product, and that would be our general whole life and term policies, right? That's another product here that would be available through Kraus Financial, through other individuals, that could be a means to pay for that final funeral expense. Obviously, traditionally, those are going to cover a higher amount, not be, pigeonholed to that funeral expense. But again, you're going to have some other intricacies there too. There's a gamut of different products, so it's impossible to even notate all of those on a slide because there really are so many products, so many variabilities at hand, and it's important to understand the product, its relation with Medicaid compliance. Can that product be irrevocably assigned to a funeral provider or to a trust? Does it make sense to cash that product out and then purchase a funeral expense trust or another product? Those are all questions that we're here to help with and really providing direction on choosing that right product. And that's such an important piece because as clients come to you, you understand their goals, right? You've already assessed some of their needs and can help dictate which product might be a great fit. And then look at that product fit and say, do we have enough coverage? Do we have the accessibility to the needs that we need? And ultimately, is it going to be Medicaid compliant, right? What are the Medicaid considerations to this? Each funeral product is treated incredibly different under Medicaid regulations, which is why when a insurance provider comes to us and says, well, or a family and says, well, yeah, they have a final expense policy. My ears perk up and then we start talking. And while I realize they actually have a funeral expense policy or a funeral expense trust, or they actually have a prepaid burial account or it's term life that's been assigned. Sometimes we use these words kind of willy-nilly and they mean very different things. So having this pulse on which product is which is really important. And then when assessing the needs, really we want to make sure that it's the proper product. Is it compliant? We just addressed that. Do they have enough coverage? If I, as a funeral director, can just circle, highlight, underline, asterisk, and exclamation point that portion, if I had a penny for every time someone comes in and said, yep, we got it all taken care of, and they said we'd like a full traditional burial, we'd like this, that, and the other, a meal here, and it'll be $10,000. Well, that's quite honestly just not enough. And there's many ways to do this and to take care of your final disposition, but ensuring that you have enough coverage for your desire is really important, which is why we're here. That's why we have accessibility to licensed funeral directors like myself who can speak with your client and say, hey, what are some of your desires? What are some of your needs? And we can maybe even get them a outlined expectation or goods and services from a funeral provider in their area and help connect them all while making sure that everything's compliant and in good order. It's also important to make sure that the product is accurately set up. A significant amount of my role is not only educating just like this on the product and just sharing about its accessibility, but also supporting the product. And every week we have phone calls that happen like this. It's an attorney who say, we had a client, he went to the funeral home, they got a policy set up. Unfortunately, it wasn't set up properly. We're coming in, we were denied. Here's the situation. What are we supposed to do? And a lot of it could have been resolved if we ensured that the product was accurate to begin with, which is why I never want to demonize certain policies or individuals helping, but when we're dealing with Medicaid compliance, we need to make sure that products are done right and that there's enough coverage, and that's what we're here to do. And that really moves into how can we partner together? How can we be of service and support you and your firm and the clients that you serve? As we mentioned earlier, we provide a full suite of asset preservation solutions. Of course, you're probably familiar with our hallmark product, our Medicaid compliant annuity, some of our other long-term care insurance products, these funeral products, but we also have a broader net of whole life, of term, of these specific types of funeral and pre-need insurance products that we can provide your clients, and really apply our industry expertise, not only of the death care and funeral space, but also of the Medicaid space and the crisis planning space. Those really are two different buckets of people. And I say this with great gratitude that we have teammates and the skill sets and the individuals to be able to speak into all sections of that. And that's just a joy to be able to support, to provide that exceptional service and that back end for the product, whether it's something that maybe we were involved with from the get-go or not. We want to be a resource. We're here to help provide education, whether that's with your law firm specifically. You know, there are certain firms that will bring partners like us on to provide a lunch and learn or something for your firm, whether that's internal support and training, whether that's additional resources, or of course, whether that's the actual products. We have attorneys who will oftentimes just refer us to the client and say, hey, I'd like you to get in touch with Krauss. They're going to be able to help you A to Z get all this taken care of and buttoned up so we know it's done right, we know it's done quickly, and we know that your funds are there for the time of your death. And that's such a compelling and important thing. I was speaking with a group of attorneys at a state convention for NALA, and one of the attorneys said, out of any conversation that I have, it's these funeral product conversations that really draw the most kind of visceral connection with my clients. And we talked about it, and I said, well, of course, that's because you're caring for their needs of making sure their most prized possession, their loved one, has what they need at the time of death. And it extends so much beyond protecting their assets and their wealth and an easy transfer. It goes into that meaningful category of making sure that we can take care of mom or dad at the time of death. And really, that's our goal. That's our role here, to do all of the above and to do it well. So I know there's about 10, 15 minutes. What I'd like to do is just kind of open up a couple questions. I see there's a couple questions coming in. So if there's any questions that you have at this time, if you want to just input them into the questions tab, we'd love to address those and answer them as they come in. But I'll just start with this one here. How do individuals contact your office for these products? And that's very simple. You can reach out to us via phone, asking for anyone from the funeral team, or we can connect directly with your client. You can pass their number to us. You know, it always is helpful to have a little bit of context if you're sending an individual to us, or there are some attorneys that work with us that say, hey, could you actually reach out to Suzanne? I'd really like to make sure that she gets this. I mentioned that you would be calling. And that's a great way to do it too. It gives us that flexibility to reach out to the family and not put the burden on the family, which is always helpful. We have another question here about the funeral expense trust. Does it contain a growth rate? It does. So all of these products really are going to contain some growth rates. Obviously, that's going to change per product. Many products in the insurance space have an initial bump up, meaning that, you know, if you put away $20,000, you're going to get a little bit more right away. And then, you know, depending on how the investment is structured, you'll see additional dividends through the form of interest at a later, broader standpoint. So that'll continue to grow over the time. have another question here on product offerings about some of our whole life policies. Yes, so we do have general whole life policies that we can help provide. You know, some states will allow you to have that small policy, whether it's, you know, I think South Carolina, there's an additional $10,000 policy, you know, for a Medicaid applicant, et cetera. So we're here able to help you with those. One of the big benefits of using Kraus is this is our bread and butter, so we understand that compliance structure, and we know that your time is of essence. So we're here to serve you quickly and make sure that things are done to the best best medium possible. So any other questions? Okay. Well, what I'd like to do just to end is just really provide an invitation for you to reach out to me. I know that this will be being sent out, and I think my contact will also be on there. So if there's questions, if you want to just hear a little bit more about the process, please reach out to us. We have a significant amount of people who are not only using us in the crisis planning section, but also the estate planning section, that general population of people who are, you know, just setting things up. The reality is, we said it at the beginning, we all need a plan in place. We all need a means to pay for this. At the time of death, people do not have liquidity for their estate, but they do have it when they have a product in place able to serve their family. And that, again, just highlights the importance of these processes. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. And just a hearty thank you for what you do as attorneys and advisors in this space. You meet people at a meaningful juncture of their path, and I love meeting you, just hearing your stories and learning about your firm. So we appreciate you, we honor you, and thank you so much for your time.
A recording of this webinar will be available shortly through your Attorney Access account. If you haven't already created an account, head on over to crossfinancial.com/join to get started. Signing up is quick, easy, and free, and gives you access to all of our latest educational content and Medicaid planning resources. Thank you again, Damon, for your great presentation, and thank you to everyone for joining us today and for completing that post-webinar survey. Have a great afternoon.